These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear meditators, dear friends, welcome back to our journey. Today is day 88 out of a 100 days guided meditation for transcendence challenge. Congratulations for making it right up until here, but this challenge is not finished yet, so let's keep going. Celebrate yourself, though. I would like to celebrate you also. I would like to offer you a 50% discount on my course. It is a course on transcendence and meditation, a superpower of the mind, body, and soul. We go deep into the concepts of transcendence, some techniques, some theories, some practices, some philosophy, and it is available for you for 50% off by following the links in the description below. And also, if you're one of the first 100 members to join, you will get a free one-on-one session with myself on Zoom so that we can support each other, so I can support you, answer to your question, and connect on a more personal level. But first, let's meditate today, making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of this meditation, approximately 25 minutes. Please listen to the meditation right until the end. After the meditation, I will give you a prompt for contemplation, as I believe that after meditation, once we've created this space, this safe space, this space where we can create, when we can reflect with different perspectives on life, on the important questions of life, on our existence, on our purpose, on our duties, on love, on our consciousness, on the root of our consciousness, and more. So stay till the end and give yourself a little bit of time buffer. If you need to journal, don't jump to the next thing on your to-do list right after the meditation. And don't skip these introductions, because, you know, we turn on the video or the podcast episode, we need at least 2 or 3 minutes to kind of settle. So if that means just listening to me repeat myself, that's perfectly okay. You know, don't go straight to the vibration. The point of the meditation is not only the vibration, right? We need to prepare our minds to transcend. To transcend meaning to go beyond our mind, to go beyond our thought, to go beyond our ideas, to go beyond our ego, right to the source of thought. Sit nice and comfortably on a chair or directly on the floor, wherever allows you to sit with a good posture, nice and straight, nice and tall, sitting with dignity. We start these meditations by dedicating it to someone. It can be to anybody that you choose. The way we do this is very simple. We close our eyes. Hands to the heart, deep breath in through the nose, and on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Put your focus gently on the sensations of your body. And if you need to start moving, move. If you need to stretch, stretch, but stay seated. And whenever you feel like it, take a nice deep breath, open your eyes, stay there. Get reacquainted to the environment around you, to the space you're in. And I would like to read the quote from the Tao Te Ching, yes, again, and right until the end of the challenge, I believe. Lao Tzu, he says, countless words count less than the silent balance between yin and yang. As always, I would like you to contemplate on this. Let me know how this resonates with you in the comment section below. And since you're in this space of creativity, I would like you to contemplate on different perspectives, on different angles, on different degrees to what has been said. Not just the obvious one that comes to you, but to dig a little bit deeper, to find if there are new ways, new thoughts, new ideas. Thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. I'm so glad that you've gone through this challenge. It's not finished yet, of course. Tomorrow, a new meditation. If you've enjoyed this meditation, do hit the like button, subscribe to the channel if you've not done so already. Check in the links in the description below for the courses and the free weekly letter and more. Thank you so much, guys. I'll see you tomorrow. In the meantime, take care. Bye-bye.